In this bulletin, Australia ready to export gas to Ukraine should Russia begin restricting supply. Federal Labor promises better emergency preparation and response if it wins the next election. And in sport, Ash Barty gears up for the Australian Open women's semi-final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. The federal government says it's prepared to export Australian gas to Ukraine in the case of a shortage. While no formal request has been made from the Eastern European nation, there are concerns Russia could restrict supply if tensions continue to escalate. Russia has placed more than 100,000 troops on its borders with Ukraine in recent weeks, prompting fears of a potential invasion. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says the government would like to see the situation de-escalate.
Now, we stand ready always to support customers and countries around the world, as well as our own domestic customers, to provide them with the gas that they need to provide that affordable, reliable energy as they bring down their emissions. And we will always stand ready beside our allies and our customers to provide that support.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the federal government has come up short in its handling of emergencies and natural disasters. Mr. Albanese says Labor will introduce a disaster ready fund if it wins this year's federal election. He says the current government's emergency response fund has failed to deliver.
The idea that we don't need to prepare in this nation of ours for fires, for floods, for cyclone readiness is just extraordinary. And that's why we would, with our disaster ready fund, commit up to $200 million each and every year for projects that will make a difference in terms of mitigation, that will prepare for disasters, be they fires or floods or cyclones or other natural disasters.
National Cabinet is meeting again today with the capacity of the health system, the progress of the booster rollout, and supply chain disruptions all on the agenda. The meeting is also expected to discuss the vaccine rollout for primary school aged children, as families and teachers prepare for the return to school next week. Some 33.4% of children aged 5 to 11 across Australia have now had at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Queensland's health officials say Omicron outbreaks in some parts of the state should reach their peak over the next few weeks. Queensland has recorded 15 COVID-related deaths and 11,600 new infections in the latest reporting period. Health Minister Yvette Dart says there are 829 people in hospital with the virus, with 48 in intensive care and 15 on ventilators.
What we are seeing and what we have seen since Wednesday is a decline each day of the number of patients at the Gold Coast Hospital. That is very positive news, and we are seeing some stabilising of hospitalisation across our Brisbane hospital.
Healthcare workers have staged a protest outside Sydney's Liverpool Hospital. It was one of the hospital's worst hit by last year's COVID-19 outbreaks, with a recent Union Commission survey of New South Wales intensive care nurses reporting a feeling of despair after 2 years working during the pandemic. Nurses are calling for the government to provide more adequate resources, with concerns over staff-to-patient ratios. Liverpool Hospital ICU nurse Laura O'Connell says the last couple of years have been relentless.
They've just pushed us and really abused our can-do attitude. We got into nursing because we love caring for people, and we've got to this point where we actually can't care for people safely, and that's scary. That's really scary, going to work each day not knowing what you're going to confront.
To sport, and Ash Barty is gearing up for the Australian Open women's semi-final. The women's world number one will face the United States' Madison Keys at Rod Laver Arena this evening. If the 25-year-old claims the win, it will be the first time she makes it through to the tournament decider. Barty has told the Nine Network she has nothing but praise for her opponent.
I've had plenty of battles with Maddie before. We've played at Fed Cup. We've played in all different circumstances, and this is just going to add to it. I can't wait. I know it'll be a good one, and whoever can execute better will be in a final. How good.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. sunny in Perth and 35 degrees, partly cloudy in Adelaide and 29, humid with showers and a possible storm in Melbourne and 31, similar conditions in Hobart and 27 degrees, a possible shower developing in Canberra and 30, mostly sunny in Wollongong and 27, much the same in Sydney with a top of 29 degrees, mostly sunny in Newcastle as well and a top of 30, a possible shower in Brisbane and 30 degrees, rain at times in Cairns and 29, and showers with a possible storm in Darwin, 31. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.